on the Friday edition. Mr. Relevant, Alex Stroff, Josh DiMaggio, Will Summers with you from the Gruber Law Offices. One Call, That's All studio at the Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, October 24th, episode 315. Although, Will, what the hell are you doing back there? Episode 1672?
Yeah, I told him to do that.
I have trouble counting.
All right.
We lost track.
Are we getting rid of episode number, or is this officially the retirement?
Hopefully.
All right. Will, do me a favor on the YouTube stream. Just change it to the date. We're done with episode numbers.
They mean literally nothing.
I think they secretly mean a lot to Stroff, though.
They do. I think it's a way of tracking how long he's been employed. Divide by three. We got our weeks. We multiply that. There we go.
Yep. How'd you know?
Smart guy.
I've been employed longer than the show's existed, but...
Understood.
But,
it was a joke. We didn't have to keep her going.
All right, so I've had this question in my head for over 24 hours. I asked you right before the show if you would have a good answer for me, and you didn't respond to me, which makes me think it's either going to be a great answer or a bad answer. So this gambling thing going on, I've lost track of what the hell's going on.
It's not difficult to lose track for you.
Yeah, that's fair. Chauncey Billups arrested, Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested, former Buck Damon Jones arrested, amongst like 30 other people, 11 states, gambling, a lot going on. Josh, what does the FBI do?
It is a investigative branch that is helped by the Department of Justice. They focus on federal crimes.
Okay.
Homeland Security.
Okay, hold on. When you say federal crimes, well, what does that mean?
Crimes at the national level. Outside of the state's jurisdiction.
Yes and no. It's oftentimes multi-state things that span regions. A lot of times here's a good one. Yeah. Will, in my news boss... There is a file at the top. It's just sort of letters and numbers put together. There was a young man, not super young, a 30-year-old-ish man.
Is this the dude in River West? I was actually going to do this and what we missed. Let's do it now.
Who was investigated by the FBI. They came in guns blazing, knocked his door down, threw flashbangs. Did you find the audio, Will?
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling? Or
yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
But that's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent, then, basically.
I mean, more or less. Like, I'm small potatoes.
I love that he couldn't commit to if he was innocent or not. More or less. The FBI typically investigates crimes that span multiple states. So a trafficking ring would be one of them because it is trafficked somewhere and then distributed outwards. Federal crimes can be any... a lot of times financial crimes can fall under those. Just things of that nature, things that are larger scale than just your local municipality.
Oh, my goodness.
Intelligence, national security.
Hold on. We got to talk about this dude in River West.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, I do too.
I like how he stands for the common man.
More or less, I'm small potatoes.
Yeah.
So this dude, what's his name again? Something Porter. It's like James Porter.
Daniel Porter.
Yeah, something like that.
Sorry to slander anyone, whatever his name was. Just play the audio again.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling? Or
yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
But that's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says
why is he
isn't
talking
who
like
the FBI
that?
Is really after.
He's putting stank on it.
So a little cocaine. Oh my god.
This is not criminal advice, and if the FBI approaches you in the future, I'm not saying this will stand up, but don't go then go on TV and just be like, yeah, what I so what? So what I deal a little weed. Do we understand the FBI now? Do you understand how it fills into the case you're trying to talk about?
No. I am still stuck on this dude whose house was raided for 6 hours and he decided it was a good idea to be interviewed by the local news. Still a little hung up on that.
Yeah?
And then Mitty sells cocaine on television by using his legal name.
It's one of those, and I don't know if it will take off nationally, it's one of those infamous... Somebody's talking to the media. You see him all the time where, like, you know, the leprechaun, remember that? Where, like, this should go viral. In a just world, this fella getting on camera for whatever reason, giving his full government name and deciding to let everybody know that he's a drug dealer was a choice.
Yep.
One I wouldn't suggest anybody or one of my close personal friends or anybody who was seeking advisement, I would tell them not to do that.
Yeah, that's good legal advice.
Because I don't think if the FBI doesn't bother with you because you're small potatoes, I don't think that stops the Milwaukee Police Department from then pursuing legal action.
Yeah, I agree. That's the part I'm so confused. I'm so confused on so many levels of that one. So the FBI was in Milwaukee Wednesday, and they raided this dude's house.
The FBI is in Milwaukee. They have field offices all around. There's one in St. Francis. I drove by it all the time.
You past tense drove past it?
Yes, because I lived near it.
Oh, okay.
So I would see it as I drove.
They never investigated you, though, right?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
They might after this conversation. So, okay, there's that. And then obviously the big gambling thing. So Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier arrested, Damon Jones arrested. My understanding, though, Will, you were explaining this to me yesterday. So they would invite, like, the greatest gamblers in the world.
So this is why, besides getting caught, these guys were smart, is because they would invite these, like, pro...
Besides getting caught, he says.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're also not smart, because this is pretty common.
They would invite these pro poker players to their games.
Whales.
Yes, and they would essentially pick, like, the dumbest guy to play against them, and then cheat and win. Like, these guys would, if you don't know poker, like, they would just bet, like, all in before seeing any cards, basically. And they would just keep killing these whales. And the whales were just getting upset because they knew they were probably on the cusp of winning because they were playing these really bad poker players and losing. So they just kept coming back and back and just kept losing until they were out of money.
So schemes like this are probably more prevalent than most people would recognize. It's very common for people to host card games because you can get big amounts of money and it's in a private setting. Those people don't want to be doing it at a casino. The only illegal portion that starts happening is when you start taking a cut of every pot and everyone gambling, then you become what is could be considered a casino and you're not federally and you're not aligned with like the protocols for that. The other part is the cheating aspect. So they had card shufflers, they had hidden cameras, they had all sorts of various devices where they could rig the game. So basically there would be a few of these whales, professional poker players, people with a lot of money, and they would basically all collude to take money from them, and then they would split the capital. It went as far as... Somebody would be receiving signals on everyone's hold cards, the cards that are face down that no one can see. They were receiving signals to that at another location and then via earpiece dictating it to a person at the table who is then signaling other people on if they should bet or not. There was a podcast, I forget the fella's name who did it. This is from years ago.
Yeah, I believe it was April of 2023 or something like that.
Yeah, where... Everyone knew basically this was a scam and you were getting cheated out of your money, but what are you doing? Like, you can get wrapped up and stuff. You don't want, especially when there's organized crime involved. Of course, this is all alleged. None of this has been proven in a court of law. But this is what the case that the DOJ has brought and the FBI has brought on these people of running basically a massive gambling scandal. And Terry Rozier is affiliated to it, which seems through organized crime. Yeah, it's not good.
No.
A little editorial portion here. This is my opinion.
Yes, let's hear it.
I think we're tip of the iceberg.
Rick Pitino.
Go on.
All three of the former players and current players involved all played for Rick Pitino.
I don't know if
who
that's...
is notorious for being involved in scandals.
That's true.
Yes. I don't know if he is necessarily the direct connection. I don't want to slander somebody's name without any
proof. You're going to get sued, right?
Well, I was just bringing it up.
I think it has a lot to do with them playing on the East Coast and in the areas that are known for having especially Italian family-based crime organizations. Could they have been through somebody at college connected? Sure. It's possible. We don't know that for sure, and I don't want to implicate Rick Pitino without any proof of doing so.
Will's going to get sued, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, he's going to get sued along with our company. Nope. So everything we say here is alleged.
Alleged.
Allegedly, yes. You think Rick Pitino?
This is all
allegedly,
people online. People
involved.
Online were
other
saying
other people
that.
Have potentially indicated that there's connections you can draw.
Allegedly,
alleged. This is all alleged. Everyone is proven innocent until proven guilty. Everyone is innocent until proven
there
guilty.
Yeah,
there
you
we
got
go.
There. Yep. Got it. Good. Wow. Well, that was a. I mean, here's the thing, though. So that audio we played, which I honestly want to play again because it's so good. This guy got swept under the rug yesterday.
Yeah.
Because this aired on Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
And then Thursday morning, all this news came out.
Yeah. So yesterday, I read the story about it. I did not know it came with the audio of him saying what he says, which makes it so much better.
Yeah. All right. One more time.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling? Or
yeah,
drug
I sell weed. Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, it more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
can we get this guy on the show, you think?
Oh, yeah. This guy loves interviews. I don't know if that would be recommended just from like a standards and optics thing.
Why?
What good reason do you have to bring on a self-admitted drug dealer who was investigated and raided by the FBI?
You just said it. He's an A-list guest. This guy is the mayor of Milwaukee right now.
No, I think this guy has run out of all his customers.
Oh, big time. That's why we bring him on.
No.
I have so many questions for him. Why did he think doing that interview was a good idea? Why would he think doing this interview would be a good idea? This hypothetical interview, of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he lost all his customers.
Did anything happen to him after the interview?
Not that we're aware of
this
point.
It's still pretty fresh. It was strange that they gave his name. If he owns the house he lives in, you can easily find him. Also, he's standing outside his own house conducting the interview.
Shortly after said house was raided by the FBI.
Yeah, it's just a lot of things I would not suggest doing.
He's the worst at keeping secrets.
Same applies to him as does the scandal in the NBA. I've also seen what's at the New York Post reporting that Kylie Jenner's house has been used to host some of these games.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's dated who? She's dated a bunch of NBA players, right?
Devin Booker
actively, right?
Kylie, did she date? She didn't
no,
date
she's
like
with,
Chris
she,
Humphries.
No,
she?
We're conflating Kendall. Kendall might be actively dating Booker.
Okay, so Kendall's the one that
Kylie's dating Timothée Chalamet and previously dated Travis Scott.
Oh,
yes.
That's the biggest power couple in America, Kylie Jenner.
Well, you didn't know that.
Yeah, no, because it's still Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, probably. Yeah, Timothée Chalamet. Okay, past boyfriends.
I feel like Kuzma was involved with one of them at some point.
Okay, here we go.
No.
Jaden Smith, Tyga, Travis Scott, Timothée Chalamet. Jaden Smith.
Go to Kendall.
Will Smith's son?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in The Karate Kid.
Yes, he was. He was The Karate Kid.
He was The Karate Kid.
Yeah. He was The Karate Kid.
The second iteration.
All right.
Obviously, Chloe has the infamous Lamar Odom relationship. Also, the infamous Tristan Thompson.
Okay, so here's Kendall Jenner. Harry Styles.
Okay.
On and off again with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that's the one I forgot.
2020 to 2022, Devin Booker.
Yeah.
And then from February of 23 to September of 24, Bad Bunny, Super Bowl halftime show this year. Was with
we're Kendall way Jenner. Off the beaten path of a massive scandal that's like dragging down one of the four major.
I'm telling you, dude, this is gonna be our greatest show of all time.
So far, we are far from it.
I disagree. I love this.
The Porter's the only one bringing us up.
Porter,
old Porter.
I don't want to like have an association with an active drug dealer, but I would love to have a beer with this guy.
Yeah.
That's it, though. Just a beer. I just want to make that very clear.
I was going to say.
Very clear. I only want to have a beer with him. He's fascinating. All right. One more time. Finally. One more time.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling?
Yeah, I sell weed.
But that's it.
Yeah.
What word did he say that?
I don't know.
He isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent. Then,
more or less.
More or less, like
Sort of, maybe, I think.
So you're innocent, more or less.
What does that mean?
If you are ever unsure about your innocence or not, you shouldn't be on TV talking about it. That's a good starting point.
Nevaeh on YouTube. He's just a pharmaceutical technician.
He's something. So what do you do? So say he's renting.
Yeah. This is good.
Do you think he notifies his landlord, hey, the FBI was surveilling our house for weeks.
So I have this.
Kicked down the door, threw a flashbang grenade and raided the house. I'm going to need the front door replaced.
Do you think he was just concussed?
It seemed to, I believe it was like days and days later.
No. His house was raided on Wednesday.
I don't believe that was the story.
I'm pretty sure it was. And then they just went to his house and he was like, sure, I'll do an interview.
They were tapping my phone for six months.
6 months.
Ryan Porter is the first name of the gentleman.
He got raided Wednesday. It was all on the same day, Joshy.
Heavens to Betsy, Ryan.
Wow.
At this part, there was the bang of the flash grenade, and I look out the window, and there's 5 red dots on my face. Hey,
can you read that again?
There's the bang of the flash grenade, and I look out the window, and there's 5 red dots on my face, Porter said. He's taken into custody and later spoke exclusively with WISN 12 after his release.
It's amazing.
He can be heard announcing, this is the FBI with a search warrant. Come to the door. I walk down the stairs, and there are guns everywhere.
Oh, my God. I found him on Facebook. No, not him. Never mind.
Said he was transported to the FBI field office in St. Francis, where he was questioned for nearly 7 hours before being released.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I'm like, this is a little excessive, you guys. But I mean, come on. They find out they did a bunch of raids this morning because they are trying to knock down this network of narcotics dealers, traffickers, things like that. They told me I didn't have an indictment against me, that my phone was tapped for 6 weeks, and they were surveilling my house on Center Street for like 6 weeks. I mean, he all but gave his address. I didn't know that little detail.
He's small potatoes.
Also, I don't know if he knows about the trafficking game. It's rather common for people to get their house broken in and things stolen from them when they have narcotics in their house. Because if somebody knows there's money in there, they go steal it. So if you just go sit on Center Street and look for old Porter, what's his name, Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan guy.
I found him on Facebook.
Now, the fact, and it's on us that we didn't have video here, the fact that he's got, like, long, curly hair.
It's not on it. We didn't know we were going to talk about this.
Well, you should have. FBI, direct connection.
You know, it's fun when it hits close to home.
He doesn't look like he's talking. I can say that for sure. He looks like sort of...
He looks like an art teacher.
Yes.
Like, long hair, white guy, yeah.
Yeah, and just to see that face saying, yeah, I sell weed and a little cocaine, this is... It's confusing.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, he looks like your peaceful guy who just has his own personal stash that he keeps out in the garage and smokes out of a dugout. That's what he looks like.
Keeps to himself.
Yeah.
He's painting in the garage.
What's Ryan doing? Making a pot or something.
He's smoking a bowl and spinning clay.
Yeah, tossing clay on the... What's that called?
The spinner? I don't know.
I think it's got more... Oh, they're showing his house. Not an organized guy, Ryan.
There's videos of the inside of his house.
Yeah, it doesn't keep things too organized.
Not a tidy fella?
No.
Oh, that's so good, dude. So good. All right, well, anyway, the NBA thing, crazy. This may be crazier, actually. Thank you, Ryan Porter, for providing the first 20 minutes of our show. It's the best clip ever. I'm glad you pulled the audio. I'm playing that all day this afternoon. You're going to hear it 20 more times.
Is there any obligation here of... Is it there potential the TV news station took advantage of a man not of the right mind?
I think after being interrogated for 7 hours, the last thing you should do is go on TV.
Do you think they took all his weed? Or
yeah,
they
yeah,
left
I
him?
Do, I do. Yeah, I do. They left him like one joint.
So you're probably going to need this later. It's a stressful day.
I think they took all his weed and all of his little bit of cocaine.
Also, he's for sure slinging more cocaine than he wants people to know.
That's why I said a little
bit. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. He made it sound more occasional than I think it is.
You can't. It's the best. All right. We're done.
Did you guys see allegedly Kevin Garnett's involved?
I did see that.
From Pablo Torre. Torre's got to be the most terrifying person to see your name associated
with. He's going to win every award. Right?
Like, imagine getting a text from Pablo Torre.
Yeah, I'd flee the country.
Yeah.
Frankly. Huh. Wow. Wow. So let's talk about Aaron Rodgers, huh?
It's hard.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have his quote as good as Ryan Porter.
No, it's not even close.
National treasure, Ryan Porter.
I'm going to do whatever I can to get him on the show next week.
Mm.
Do you think I'll get in trouble for that?
Yes.
By you?
Yes.
Why?
Strofe, this isn't a guessing game.
I don't understand why I can't do my job of creating good content.
Just keep interviewing Doug Gottlieb's and keep it between 10 and 2.
Wow. Did that go how you thought it would?
I'm not done yet. Here's the thing. I'm not putting down the shovel yet. All right. So for those of you that don't know, Josh got promoted. Josh is like kind of my boss now.
He is.
No, he's not mine. He's yours.
Yeah.
But he's kind of my boss.
I mean, this week I am.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you have been, and this is me giving you credit, serious credit on the air. You have been so hyper involved since your promotion.
Uh-huh.
You're working more.
Uh-huh.
You are an email guy now. I get 10 emails a day from you.
I gotta be.
I've never gotten an email from you prior to the last 2 weeks.
I had to mute his emails. I'm getting too many of them.
It's too many. It's too many. So number one, my biggest critique is cool it on the emails. Number two, why should we not have Ryan Porter in studio? Can you imagine the conversation you and I would have with him?
He's also potentially a flight risk to bring in indoors to our workplace.
That's probably true.
No, it is true.
Narcotics are banned.
Now, what if I follow it up with this? What if I get a police officer on the show with Ryan Porter?
I think
out of jurisdiction police
officer. I think you should take that idea to WTMJ where the content would be more suited for an interview like that. Maybe it's an Alex Stroff special.
Well, hold on a minute. Mr. Relevant is a sports talk show. Yep. I will say that first and foremost. We do talk sports.
I'm glad we agree on that so far. Good start.
However, I like to think of us more as a variety show. Like I think
a talent show?
Sorta. We don't just talk sports here. We talk about vocabulary every day.
You want to know why, Strofe? I don't think you have the faculties to handle a interview with Ryan Porter that doesn't spin wildly out of control and have inappropriate things said on air. That's why.
Now that is your best point yet. That's your best point yet. Now counterpoint. Counterpoint.
Okay. This isn't a negotiation, by the way. You're treating it as one.
Oh, it is. Before I reach out to him, I'm negotiating. You would be here.
I don't think the best vision for your career is being on camera and in arm's reach of the guy who willingly, maybe in custody now for all we know.
It's true.
Because there's a pretty good case against him.
I mean, he admitted to selling cocaine on cable.
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yes. It's on the internet. Internet's forever.
Incredible. Incredible. All right. It's not a negotiation. I'm not going to reach out to him. But I'm just going to say this to you as you continue to learn and grow in your career.
Yep.
I think this is a missed opportunity by you.
Thank you.
He's just going to have to live with that, I guess.
He is. He's going to lay his head down on the pillow tonight and go, you know what? Strove might be onto something.
Nah. I think he'll sleep just fine.
What are you giggling at?
Just... we ready to move on?
Yeah, let's talk Rodgers.
Yeah, I thought you said this is a sports show.
Yeah.
Not today. It is, though, because Aaron Rodgers met with the Green Bay media yesterday. Awesome stuff by him. You like him any more after hearing and reading some of the things he said, Josh? And we're going to hear from Rodgers in a second, but you are the number one anti-Rodgers guy. Fair?
Yes, I think I am the most objective person on Aaron Rodgers that exists.
Did yesterday cool your jets at all?
Meaning his interview with Green Bay Media? Eh. There were some softballs in there. One guy decided to tell me many views he got on Twitter. It was his all-time record-setting view about how many views he got on Aaron in the back of a truck holding up a case of beer.
Who is that?
I forget. His name escapes me. He works for the AP.
Oh, Steve McGargy?
Sure. It was... I think there's some very interesting questions that can and should have been asked of Aaron Rodgers, knowing that he's playing his former team that has less players, but a lot of the main characters still involved. To not be asked about Brian Gutekunst with what we now know his feelings about Brian Gutekunst to be, or what they're alleged to be. I say that with relative confidence that I know what they are. That to me is a miss. I thought his best part was with Pittsburgh media when he mentioned Chives and Piggly Wiggly and the Ashwaubenon and like the different places he lived. That was cool. I did find it interesting. He had to sneak in. They drafted Jordan Love, but then I won two MVPs, which is the perfect thing because he's right. He did. He also.
Yeah, he's the ultimate chip on their shoulder guy.
Yes.
And that's something you can never take away from him. Yeah.
I was not surprised to see him be as kumbaya as he is. I do think you're going to get the best version of 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers as humanly possible on Sunday.
I agree.
Because I think he really wants to win. I don't think he really wants to stick it to Jordan or Matt or Sean Gary or anybody really on the team who he was teammates with and who he dealt with day by day. But we know he's not happy with how things took place in Green Bay and sort of his exit there. But we also know what he won't admit with his words but will do with his actions is he's changed a lot. He wanted to be the guy. He wanted to be the shot caller. He got that in New York, and then his next team, he gets none of that.
Yeah.
And to me, that is sort of the victory if you were a person like I was that were saying, hey, that's not a role for him. He's probably not going to succeed in that. And then for him to... instead of seeking out another opportunity, maybe a better opportunity to do the same thing, he went to Green Bay East.
Green Bay East.
They're just the most
consistent and stable organization.
They're run top down, Mike Tomlin. They aren't signing or trading or acquiring players.
I'm going to tell you why that was confusing to me. So Green Bay East High School.
I knew he was going to go to this one.
Exists, obviously. That's City Stadium. It's where Packers used to play. They just suspended and put on leave their football coach because allegedly he like gave a player a ride home.
Huh.
Yeah, so there's been a big push on that. So we'll see.
Seems.
There's a petition to reinstate him with like 3,000 signatures.
Which for Green Bay East is just millions, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, that's why I was confused because they've been in the news.
I'm unaware of that news, and I think I'd have been better off not having it.
I wish Hunter was here. I give high school football a pop, and Hunter's nowhere to be found.
I don't even think he would have appreciated that.
No.
He's probably listening. He'll text us.
No. We've managed to stay on the topic we were trying to talk about for about 90 seconds apiece, and each time of them, there was me or Will speaking.
You've derailed us. That was an epic derailment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought I gave a thoughtful answer, a fair and balanced answer.
I agree with
that. A non-emotional, and then you decided...
And then my brain broke.
Your brain's been broken.
Hey, did you guys hear about this petition kaput. With 3,000 signatures?
Yeah. Will, do you know what kaput means?
Done.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Rodgers on this game, playing his former team, looking to become the fifth quarterback to beat all 32 active NFL franchises, joining Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. Here is Rodgers on talking about how this game is just another one, but also not really.
It's one of 17 for sure. Obviously, with the 18 years I played there, this one is, you know, a little more special than the other ones. But when I saw that the NFC North was on the schedule and the Jets were on the schedule, I thought that was pretty cool to be able to play all those teams. But I said it a while ago, but this one would mean a lot more if it was in Lambeau, just because of affection I have for that place and, you know, the hallowed ground of Lambeau Field and all the amazing memories that I have there over the years. But, you know, it's a fun one.
It is a fun one.
I also think he recognizes, probably in a way that Brett didn't, that this is where Green Bay and Wisconsin is where his bread is buttered.
Yep.
So coming out and being the vengeful and angry and spiteful person he was, largely, let's say the last previous three years of his career, is probably not going to buy him goodwill. People are always going to be a fan of Aaron Rodgers, but it's pretty clear he's playing nice here, which I think is wise. I think that's a good, not just move like financially and for the future, but there are a lot of people here that really appreciate what he did while he was a Packer, which is something I can say. Some of the best memories I have as a sports fan involve Aaron Rodgers being the incredible quarterback he is, the one of one, the guy who changed really how the quarterback position is played and graded, with the way he so prioritized not giving the ball away and turnovers.
Right.
He still has like the all-time record in lack of turnovers.
Yeah, touchdown to interception ratio is bonkers.
Yeah. So I think he recognizes, as he should, and I think as is wise, that like, hey, this place, and I think some of it's genuine too, and it's not just strategic. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, there's truth to this, to the phrase "time heals all wounds." Right?
Yeah,
like I think even for Packers fans, there's clearly a level of embrace.
He said himself, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder."
That's true. Not necessarily that Packers fans miss him though, because no. I think everybody's happy with
you know. Just think more fondly upon, and you are more forgiving as time goes.
I want to win more Super Bowls.
Yep.
It's only happened once in my lifetime. I was born after the 96.
You poor suffering fella.
Yeah, imagine seeing a Super Bowl.
They made a Super Bowl when you were alive, the Bears.
They didn't win it.
They made one, though.
I feel so bad that you've only seen one.
I've seen two, Will, just in case you were keeping count.
Thanks.
You've seen three appearances, too.
Sure have.
But I think when you're in the Rodgers thing, I think the common phrase, the common thought was, hey, they should have won more. We should have won more Super Bowls. We should have been in the Super Bowl in 14. We should have been in the Super Bowl in 20. We should have been in the Super Bowl in 21. And now that he's gone and you know, you kind of turn the page on a new era of Green Bay Packers football, well, I think your hopes are still high about the chances of this team getting back there soon. The regret of not winning Super Bowls is still present, but it's more so, damn, he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to hear him reflect in a way that there is no spite, there's no bitterness. Because, frankly, at the end of the Rodgers tenure in Green Bay, there was a lot of both of those, right? There was a lot of spite. There was a lot of bitterness in just about everything he said. Every time he visited with Pat McAfee, you know, we remember the scorched earth press conference, which I actually listened back to earlier this week.
He cooked.
In 2021, yeah.
I've never been more on Aaron Rodgers' side than that.
Yeah, he did a 35-minute press conference. It was, I think, July 29th of 2021. Came back after missing the offseason program and just went bananas.
Uh-huh.
And it was an awesome press conference. I think at the time, which in retrospect, this probably isn't accurate, but I believe I called it the greatest press conference of all time.
There's nothing more Schroff. Nothing more Schroff.
Well, I meant it more in its entirety. It's not the greatest press conference moment of all time, because then you can argue about I'm a man, I'm 40. You can argue about they are who we thought they were. You can argue about practice. We're talking about practice, right? Like, those are great moments in press conferences. But there has been very few press conferences
where the star of your team shows up, spends 35 minutes kind of railing on the processes of the team, right? You know, he talked about how when Matt LaFleur was hired, he wasn't consulted. Despite him and Matt at that point having a great relationship, he was never consulted. He talked about, you know, the draft pick of Jordan Love, he wasn't consulted. He wanted to be a consultant more so than a quarterback because that's how much he meant to that team. And I thought it was all fair points. And then obviously the lines that we still repeat to this day of, you know, players come to Green Bay to play with me. They don't come to Green Bay to come to Green Bay, right? Stuff like that. He said that. It was great. The entirety of the press conference was awesome. So I listened back to some of it earlier this week. But he was very bitter at that point. And it's clearly that's clearly not the case anymore with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think he still has a lot of those feelings about his time here. I still think he probably thinks to a degree his time, he didn't achieve as much as he believes he should to, and some of the reason was out of his hands, which I don't think you can 100% disagree with. I do think there are times it was Aaron Rodgers' fault, and there was times that Ladarius Gunter was covering Julio Jones, and what the hell do we think is going to happen? I think it's as with most things, the answer, the truth, and the real answer is probably more in the middle on why Aaron Rodgers, as great as he is, as physically gifted as he is, only has one Super Bowl to his name, because guys that achieve at the level he has and reach the heights he has generally win more. Mm-hmm. And it's upon us to determine via opinion how much we think Aaron Rodgers fell short due to sometimes his own bravado and his own ego and his belief that he knew better than everyone else, and how much was Ted Thompson, rest his soul, or Brian Gutekunst didn't put the players around him enough to win Super Bowls. Mm. And let's be frank, our coaching staff let him down. That's certainly a factor you can argue.
Played a role in at least one of those.
Yeah.
Bad onside kick played a role in one of those. But no, you're right about that. One other thing on Love, or excuse me, on Rodgers, is he talked about Micah Parsons. They did a jersey swap. It wasn't on the field, but they did one after the game when the Packers went to Dallas, I believe, in 2022. And it was Parsons' second year. And they swapped jerseys. And you can hear the question from Rob Domofsky on how Rodgers evaluates Parsons now that he's a member of the Green Bay Packers. It's a really interesting phrase from a guy who's going to be getting chased by Micah Parsons on Sunday in Pittsburgh. Here's Rodgers and Domofsky.
Aaron, thanks for doing this. Micah Parsons told us the other day that when you played against him in, I think it was 22, and he was still young in his career, that after the game you swapped jerseys with him or wanted to swap jerseys with him, and that meant so much to him as a young player. What prompted you to do that, and what did you see in him?
I saw Hall of Fame potential. Obviously, he's fulfilled that. I mean, he's an incredible player. You know, one of the rare guys over all the 21 years I've been a part of it, you know, 18 as a starter, that you know, you got to account for every play. You know, I could count them on probably one hand, and maybe get into the second hand if you go back to the Jared Allens and Julius Peppers. But he's a guy you got to account for every play. You know, Aaron Donald's the word, Khalil Mack when he was rolling, T.J. Watt, obviously. But I just loved his motor constant, loved his attitude, seemed to really love football, which I've always gravitated towards. But, yeah, man, I was just thinking, this guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Let's jersey swap here. That'd be pretty cool.
I love it. So the Rodgers and Love jersey swap is going to go crazy. Like, I was actually thinking about it beforehand. Josh, you'll make fun of me for this. I think that's going to be my new lock screen on my phone, when Rodgers and Love jersey swap.
I hope they don't, just because of that.
I've got bad news.
What?
Typically, in Green Bay, the quarterback doesn't do it on the field. It gets like authenticated behind the scenes and then gets mailed to the recipient.
Oh, but they got to.
I don't think they're going to.
Well, then it won't be the lock screen on my phone. It's a missed opportunity by them.
I would keep it as your girlfriend.
It is my girlfriend right now.
That's why I said keep it.
Easy on the eyes, too. Humble brag.
Didn't need that.
Humble brag.
Is it 1:30 yet?
We're getting there.
Are you not having fun? Are you not having a good time?
I mean, you're sleepwalking.
You're making my brain hurt.
What are you talking about?
You're all over the place.
Well, Josh, in the middle of that...
You're like a damn pinball machine.
Hold on a minute. Stop throwing me under the bus for a minute.
Because during that audio clip,
yeah, what happened? In
you
there?
Got in my ear and said you need to focus, which
because
I agree
you started
with.
Laughing.
Yes, because Josh is in my ear going, "Look at that dude's jacket out there.
He's right there. It's a crazy jacket. It's insane. It's sequins. It's got religious figures on it, I believe. It's bright colors.
See, and you're gonna blame me.
Hey, when I did, I just not snap back into action.
He did.
Yeah,
don't back him up.
He did.
He knows.
You want me to lie?
It's a Friday strophe, which means I'm all over the place because I always am on Fridays. I love Fridays. I love Friday energy. It's before the weekend. It's before.
He's the number one Friday guy.
Yeah, yeah. I won't argue with you on that
Fridays.
One. You got it, Buster.
We done?
Strophe day.
Such a unique thing about me is I love a Friday. Pizza is my favorite food.
I did have pizza for lunch. How'd you know?
Because you usually have pizza for lunch, to be, if we're being frank.
Either that or Potbelly.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, all right. I'm excited for Rodgers. I'm excited for this game. I think it's going to be close no matter the result. I'm pretty fired up about it. This is going to be a good Sunday night football game. And Mike McCarthy, dubbing it the McCarthy Bowl, and he will be in attendance, as announced earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show. But I also don't love the branding of McCarthy Bowl. That doesn't feel right for this, despite it being Rodgers versus the Packers. Wouldn't Dallas Green Bay be the McCarthy Bowl?
What makes it the McCarthy Bowl?
He called it that.
He really did?
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Because it's Rodgers, and obviously he won a Super Bowl with Rodgers, so that would be...
But he never coached the Steelers.
I agree, guys.
Oh, he's from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yes, got it. That's where... Yes, so like his hometown team versus the team he coached, Aaron Rodgers.
I get it now.
Yes. I mean, just think, yeah. And to be clear, I think he was joking. I don't think he was like saying it with a degree of seriousness.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Unlike Strofe when he said Friday's ours day.
Yep.
The Friday guy.
PM on YouTube. He's from Pittsburgh. That's why, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a PM. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
part.
He's got the classic Inzer accent.
Yeah, he does. Does.
That's probably my favorite accent if we're going to talk accents.
Are we going to talk accents?
Love a Yinzer accent.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
Australian's awesome.
Eh. You know what other one I love? Baltimore.
Oh, I was going to say, the Baltimore and the Pittsburgh ones are the ones I can't quite detect.
Well, they blend together, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, there's very specific things that
Can you give me a Yinzer accent?
I don't think I'd be any good. If you want to, you could, I mean, go watch Pat McAfee. They do it all the time. But
shout out.
Yes. There's plenty of people who do great impressions of him. Stavros Helkias does
the Baltimore one.
Yes. The Baltimore one that makes me laugh very, very hard.
Is that the one where he's like Flacco?
Do you do
Joe
any,
Flacco?
Do you do any impressions?
No, I stick to what I know best. Me.
Will, what about you? You do any impressions?
I can just do movie lines.
So the reason,
wait, hold on. You could recite.
Yeah.
A script?
Some parts of movies.
I asked if you could do impressions, Will.
No. But I can impersonate the movies.
Impressionate.
Impressionate, yep. Just
that's the one. Yep, yeah. That's it. Sorry.
So yinz is basically, they're called yinzers because yinz instead of y'all.
Yep.
Dantan.
Yeah. That was good.
This one. I've never heard this. Did you eat yet? Jeet yet?
Jeet yet?
And basically how it ends up sounding.
That's kind of youper-y though, isn't it? Jeet yet?
Yes, I think there is a little bit of youper involved in the yins.
What's youper? Is that UP?
Yep. Youper.
You didn't know that?
No. I mean, I did because I guessed it, didn't I? I was just making sure.
Fair point.
Yeah, so say.
Fair point.
God forbid somebody learns something.
And I think they spell it youper because the way we say our O's and U's. Yeah. So they go,
you know, I'm the ultimate bad double O guy. I've told you this before, right?
No.
So, like, I drag double O's. So, moon and...
moon?
Moon, yeah. Moon.
what about
other?
Book?
No, that one's not as bad.
Oh, so
book,
you don't drag
book.
Double O's.
No, but like, moon...
mark this down as the 757th time Joe said something that was instantly refuted.
That literally took 2 seconds by the dumbest guy in the room.
Book is different because the O's make a different sound.
So different.
They do. It's not the same as moon or boob, you know, like.
This has gone so far off the rails. Yeah. I don't know if there's any chance we can bring it back.
We're going to try because it's time to make our NFL picks for week number 8.
I haven't even thought about this.
Well, thanks for doing your work, Josh. Appreciate that. Maybe you should stop criticizing me and do your damn job, huh? How's that for an idea?
Busy day, high-level meeting, C-suite type things.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
We've been involved in them.
All right. It is time now for our week 8 NFL picks. Our standings stand at?
We have Stroph in first place at 8-5-1. Me and Josh tied in second place at 7-6-1, and Hunter in last place at 6-7-1.
Okay, so it's still really close.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we accidentally stumbled into something here where we're all going to be really close because underdogs are so hard to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're, and yeah, so that's just kind of the place we're at where it's just going to be back and forth.
All right, well, you got Hunter's picks for this week. So, Packers, Steelers, and an underdog.
Hunter did not send me his picks yet.
Oh.
And he also hasn't been here the past couple weeks. Something. Maybe we should just not do the punishment.
You just don't want Hunter to sleep over, or what?
I don't want any of you guys to sleep over.
Stroph took offense to that, by the way.
He did. I'm going to pick the Packers, though. I have some stats here.
Oh,
the Steelers. Steelers are 16-5 under Mike Tomlin when they wear throwback uniforms. But the Packers are also wearing throwback uniforms, so I'm throwing that stat out the window. Steelers are 28th in total defense. Jordan Love on Sunday Night Football. In 4 games, he has 11 passing touchdowns, no interceptions, and is 3-0-1. I'm taking the Packers.
Wow.
And as my underdog, I will be taking the 49ers against the Texans. Texans are stinky doo-doo.
It's true. It's Monday night, right?
I don't think so.
Texans were Monday night last week.
Are the Texans not favored?
No, they are. They're -2.5.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That doesn't make sense.
That was going to be my pick.
We could do the same pick.
We could team up.
Great minds do think alike.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to exactly match, though. I'm picking the Steelers to win.
Wow.
I think with the way the Packers have been playing and the mistakes that have bit them in the butt, and sometimes they've been able to get out from underneath because of ineptitude on the other side of the ball or on the other side of the field, I think they've seen a great benefit from that. So I'm picking the Steelers to win. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to play his best game of the season.
Yeah.
I think there are a few factors here that bode pretty poorly for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers' time to release the ball is like lowest in the league. His also depth of target is second lowest. And the Packers have shown an unwillingness or an inability to stop that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And their defense is bad, the Steelers. Very bad. Not good at all.
Sure is.
They've struggled mightily at times. I got distracted by these guys walking up with big trophies.
Yell at him!
Come on.
Yell at him!
I mean, to be fair, though, a trophy in a food hall.
A large trophy.
And a man wearing a crown. I think the Pittsburgh win a sloppy one, the under hits, and the Packers look ineffective on offense, and we just end up here and go, flush it, move on.
Okay. So I'll let you make your underdog pick in a moment, which I think you're just agreeing with Will, right?
Yeah, I think so, unless something sticks out to me here.
Well, you look at that while I say this. I'm with Josh. I've got the Steelers winning. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to let this one slip. I just don't think he's going to let this opportunity pass by to beat his old team and stick it to Goody. I know he's 41, but I think we get a vintage Rodgers game.
Is there something to the effect that the Packers have to score 27 points to win too? Exactly.
Yeah, is that strange?
That's kind of throwing
you
off.
They have 4 wins. They've scored 27 in all 4.
That's the only thing that throws me off. But I'm convinced they can score 27.
Well, they've scored 40 before.
They should
tied.
Be. Yes. I mean,
I'm saying against the Steelers. I'm convinced they can
Gabe
score
Neitzel
27.
Gabe Neitzel was covering their stats, their defensive stats. They have, in terms of counting numbers, their rush yards against is very low, but that's because it's very easy to throw the ball against them. They have performed badly against bad teams when you weight it for like offensive efficiency. The Steelers have been the worst defense against bad offenses this season.
Say that again.
The Steelers have been the worst defense against bad offenses.
So they play down to their competition.
Yes.
Just like the Packers.
Yes.
Yes.
Hunter just texted me, by the way. Packers and Cowboys are his picks. The Cowboys, I believe, are playing the Broncos.
Plus 3.5. Yeah. I kind of like that one.
I do, too. I was going to go there.
Yeah. I'm sticking with the Niners. I think the Niners are actually a good
football team. All sharing. It's but we all have difference. So this is actually going to be a transformative week in our rankings.
Did the two non-Packers fans pick the Packers?
That's correct. And two Packers fans pick the Steelers.
Huh.
And me and Hunter are both picking the Cowboys. You two are both picking the Niners.
Let's go Niners.
Feel a lot better about my pick than yours.
Why didn't you pick the Bears?
Because the 6.5 is throwing me off.
6.5 for Baltimore. I think a lot of Lamar Jackson's return game, likely.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to take the Bears plus the 6.5, and it's a trap line by Vegas. The Ravens might kill them.
Because
you look at the records, the people that gamble based on records where it's 1-5 versus 4-2, they're going to take the
Your
Bears.
Eventual AFC North winner.
Taylor on YouTube.
Disagree.
Josh shuts down Stroop's non-sports interview idea, which was a great idea. Then he proceeds to spend the rest of the show going off on random takes that don't involve sports.
How
that is not true.
Little Josh criticism.
It's also not accurate, but thank you for your feedback.
Tell me more about the trophy, Josh.
Hey, one thing happened.
Tell me more about the cool jacket outside, Josh.
That was off the air.
You did no, your mic was on. You were laughing in the mic.
It was really funny.
All right, week 4 NFL picks in the books. Will and Hunter have the Packers, Josh and I have the Steelers. Josh and Will have the Niners as their underdog. Me and Hunter have the Cowboys as our underdog.
I think you, before the start of KBN, I think you should go take a hot lap outside, get some fresh air. Yeah,
or like an ice bath.
Yeah.
Why?
Your brain's clicking at a low.
Sounds smart coming from you there, Mr.
You're
Blaine.
You're clicking at a low.
I'm fine.
Is it safe to say you guys
are just being rude for no reason.
No.
I've had a good show.
Is it safe to say I'm the smartest person in the room right now?
No.
You might be.
Well, I'm in a room by myself, so technically I am.
It's a good point by you.
I'm also the dumbest.
Good point by you. Good point by you.
The smartest and the dumbest person all in one room.
Yeah. Dan the man says, as much as I want the Steelers to win, I'm picking Green Bay. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Ball knower.
Is that your father?
Yeah.
If you were to, how are you going to feel if the Packers play an ugly game and end up losing to Rodgers? Are you going to feel happy for Aaron?
No. No. I care more about knowing more about the Packers, but again, I just think this is a classic example of a game they lose. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the week, but I'm at this point with the Packers, and if you missed it, Jason and I talked about this a little bit on Weekly Wildy yesterday. Which you can find in the Mr. Relevant podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. I am struggling to figure out exactly who slash what the Packers are through 7 games, or through 6 games, through 7 weeks. I thought their defense was really good. I'm not positive it is. I think Micah Parsons is really good. Has Edron Cooper taken that next step? I don't think you can really say that. The cornerbacks are still an issue. Xavier McKinney's been a non-factor. It's because the teams aren't throwing in his direction.
Let's be specific. The cornerback is a problem.
Being Nate Hobbs?
Yes.
Yeah. Big problem.
The fact that he's giving up more yards
than
all corners but two in the NFL.
Look, we said this in free agency, which was Goody's not going to be able to replicate what he did the past free agency, which, of course, was Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs. Those were two ginormous additions and the two best players on their roster, frankly, last year. He wasn't going to be able to replicate that. But he signed Aaron Banks and he signed Nate Hobbs. And both of those have been failures. They just have, right? Pass or fail, it's been fail for both of those guys. Now, going out and trading for Micah Parsons was a huge swing. And seemingly that has worked.
But seemingly.
How many sacks did he have last game?
3. He was the
first. Oh, I don't know if it's working.
Well, that's not my point.
It's still up in the air.
It's still up for interpretation.
I'm going to need more information.
What did our guy say again? More or less?
More or less.
Small potatoes.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less.
I'm just going to say that whenever I'm maybe guilty on something. More or less.
I like that.
Did you forget to take the garbage out? More or less.
More or less. I forgot. But more or less, obviously, he's been a huge success, but the free agent additions have not been. And that's problematic, and I think that's that contributes to this team's shortcomings, despite being, as it stands right now, the number one seed in the NFC. They control their own destiny as the number one seed in the NFC at 4-1-1. So, yeah, I don't know. I just don't really know what this team is yet. And so this weekend I felt like is a good opportunity to figure it out a little bit more. But I think they're going to come out flat and lose, frankly.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about Jeff Hafley doubling down on Nate Hobbs and him having a good week of practice and going back out there. They have DK Metcalf, and DK Metcalf is not what he was. He's still very big, very fast, very strong. And if you don't think he's going to be lining up the majority of the time across from Nate Hobbs, you're out of your mind. They are insistent on playing. Carrington Valentine's snaps have gone down precipitously. He was a guy who came in playing slot corner, and now he's playing against the big guys on the outside, and it's not going well. And I think it's going to continue to not go well. I wouldn't be surprised to see a mid-game benching because one thing's working for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense, and it's throwing to the left.
Yeah.
I think they think they're pulling something over there because Xavier McKinney's like over the top.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be working.
No,
though.
It does not. So I don't know. I'm curious how this game plays out though. I'm really excited for Monday to discuss it with you because you know me, if they lose, I'll be a little bit of a mess.
Yes.
Probably not to the level of a mess of which I am today, but emotionally probably worse. And there'll be a lot to parse through. But I'm excited to watch
fine.
It.
By 2 p.m., you'll be back on believing in the Packers anyways.
I always believe in the Packers. Even if they lose, I believe in the Packers. Got to believe in the Packers. What do you got if you don't believe, Josh? Exactly. Hey, thank you for proving my point.
More or less.
Rationality.
More or less. Time now for What We Missed, which is presented by Door County Distillery. Locally produced, handcrafted, award-winning spirits made locally in Door County. It's bourbon season, baby. Let's go. Get that Door County Distillery bourbon. Throw a couple cubes in there. Let's go. It's a great weekend drink. Single malt whiskey, cherry brandy, whatever you like for your old fashions. They've got it available all over the state. DoorCountyDistillery.com is their website to find the retailer nearest you, as well as a huge list of unique cocktail recipes. That's DoorCountyDistillery.com. All right. Well, I was going to do the WISN interview and what we missed, so I'm out. What did we miss, Joshy? You got nothing? All right, well,
I got two words. First one is faculties.
No.
To have the ability to hear, see, think, move, etc. Strofe does not have the faculties to come to grips on why it's a bad idea to interview a drug dealer.
That might be your best one and most accurate one thus far.
I have another word, hold so on, does not do it.
Oh, no, I want you to do it, but... You just used the sentence that Josh used the word in.
No, he said, don't have the faculties.
Yeah, I don't have the faculties to
Okay, well, I tuned it out the rest. I started writing down.
Yeah, you told me I don't have the faculties to do the interview correctly.
That's
so that's why it was the most accurate one ever. It was just what
just
I said.
He just stole what you said.
I didn't do it on purpose, though, and I didn't know that was it. So I think I should get something for being as smart as Josh to use it in the same sense.
If you were to have gotten caught cheating in college, if you said, well, I didn't know I was cheating, do you think that would pass?
I don't know. Hopefully. Yeah. I didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't mean to cheat.
This is like if somebody writes down like the same sentence from a paragraph in a paper and you didn't know that they wrote the same sentence, but it's just the same.
Okay. What's your second word?
Precipitously, hastily, and without careful consideration. What was the guy's name again that went on?
Ryan. Something.
Ryan.
Potter.
Ryan
no,
what?
No, Porter.
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 Ryan Porter.
Ryan Porter precipitously went on TV after a 7-hour-long interrogation.
Joshy?
Say it again?
Ryan Porter precipitously went on TV after a 7-hour interrogation.
No.
What do you mean? It's without careful consideration.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if it plays there.
It's like...
Again, I think every time I'm right, and you guys just
are
hard on me.
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna
means very steeply. I don't think we've been accused of acting precipitously. would be a sentence. I was using it more on like,
well, that's funny
because
that's the that's the exact sentence they use in the dictionary or when you look it up.
That's exactly what I was referencing.
Oh, so you didn't know that off the top of your head?
No, because I wasn't using it that way.
Okay, wrong definition. We'll be back next week.
We will be. We'll be back with you Monday, 12:30 Central, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and of course, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. We will break down Packers, Steelers, and all the in-betweens.
Here's what we miss. Kevin Costner has left Hollywood to become a deep-sea treasure hunter.
Yeah, I don't care. Before we go, though, I'd actually like Ryan Porter to bring us out, if that's okay, because I think this is so funny that we can't play it enough. So I'm going to end the show by playing Ryan Porter on WISN.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling? Or
yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
But that's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine. Okay.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, more or less. Like I'm small potatoes.
Amazing.
When we asked
Porter. Oh, it's so good. All right, peace.